Public service warning. Playing Call of Duty World at War may cause chronic douchism. Gamers are advised to play games that don't suck in order to avoid this affliction. Thank you. Paid by the Citizens Against Crap Games. Lalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalal
Welcome to the Project D-Pad podcast. Here today is me, Aaron, and Stuart.
Hello.
Stuart, say hello.
Hello.
Got no Robert.
Yeah.
No Robert today.
Robert mightn't be back for Robert's a while, so we might get a permanent replacement for a while. Yeah.
Well, actually, he was meant to be back today, but...
No, it wouldn't be a permanent replacement. It would be a temporary...
Temporary replacement.
Yeah, but it might be for a few weeks. Anyway.
But as far as we know, it won't be that long. Anyway.
No, we hope not.
So, yeah.
Okay, so...
Okay, we're not going to keep talking. Yeah.
Okay, Aaron, Stuart, what?
What have you been playing, Stuart?
I've been playing loads, actually. I've been playing the Vanquish demo. That's pretty awesome. Been playing a lot of Call of Duty, which is not like me, but anyway. Played a bit of Battlefield. I also played loads of Left 4 Dead 2 with you. Even though it's only a demo, but like we're going to get the real game eventually.
We're going to get that, definitely. That has to be one of the best games I've ever played.
It is so fun.
And considering that I haven't actually... I actually understand what all the talk about was before Christmas.
It's so fun.
Oh yeah, people were saying, "Oh, Left 4 Dead 2." I was just like, "Nah," but now,
it's crazy fun.
Kill that Charlie. It is crazy fun.
But yeah, so Aaron,
I'd say that's a pretty good party game.
Yeah, it is.
It'd be a pretty good party game.
I bet you it's not that fun on your own.
Though. I couldn't imagine but I can imagine a drunk person. Coming in from a bar, sitting down, playing that, and pissing himself laughing.
Huh.
So, I could.
Yeah.
Same with the likes of Guitar Hero.
So what have you been playing?
Game. Smash Up Some Zombies. Same thing, Left 4 Dead 2 demo.
Yeah, I suppose.
Been playing a Bad Company 2 campaign, and Just Cause 2 on PlayStation.
Alright, cool.
Yeah. So what have you been doing, Robert?
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Robert. Oh no. Robert, where have you gone? Back to the future.
So yeah, have you done anything else this week, Aaron?
Okay.
Anything interesting?
We were all back in school.
Oh yeah, I suppose. I'm
going to give you a virtual show.
Yeah, I was watching Terminator today. Awesome. Salvation.
I'll be back. Anyway, yeah, Sam Worthington, pretty good movie.
So
I think we'll take our first break then.
Okay, we'll come back with what do we come
first
back with?
Segment.
We come back with news. Yeah.
News.
And there won't be a rumor segment, seeing that there.
Having a bit of a mental breakdown, forgetting.
Yeah, I'm forgetting everything.
Fit in at the minute, so. Yeah, finish your sandwich.
Yeah, we're going to have news.
Break.
We'll probably have news, and then there's going to be no rumors this week, because there is no rumors. So yeah, we'll see you after the break.
A lot of rumors.
There is no rumors.
There's no rumors, but a lot of rumors were answered. So
we might talk about them. All right, see you after the break. We can tell them after the break, Aaron. And we're back. So, into news. Yay. Well, what can we talk about today? Well,
it's been a pretty big... It's been a
very big week.
Yeah.
Very, very big. Where to start?
Very big week because, a lot of releases at... a lot of releases...
PAX.
At Penny Arcade Expo.
And yeah.
PAX. PAX Prime, as most people know it.
Yeah.
It was a lot of news and stuff unveiled there. So, yeah. Anyway, we'll shoot in there.
Well, first piece of news for people who own PS3s, like Aaron himself, which I'll eventually be getting one anyway. But Killzone 3 is going to be, has a release date now. It's going to be the 22nd of February 2011. So, yeah.
Well, that's the US.
That's the US release date. So European. It might be around 25th here, I'd say.
About 2 days after, as it normally is.
Yeah. So, are you looking forward to this, Aaron?
Yeah, Killzone 3. Oh, my God. But anybody who... Obviously, a lot of people are into Killzone. And the set Killzone 2, the graphics engine on Killzone 2, and the gameplay movement, best, like, multiplayer experience, best single-player campaign experience that I've... Well, one of the best, if not the best, that I've ever played through. And looking at Killzone 3, and the fact that it would be in 3D as well, and I don't know if it'll have move support or not, but if it did, all the better. It's just going to improve on what's already a really great gaming experience.
Now,
so, yeah.
I haven't played it. I've played a bit of Killzone 2 myself, but apparently the controls for online weren't that great in the first two. The second one, because they were kind of very little, like, jerky. Like, have they improved on them at all?
They've addressed a lot of that already in Killzone 2 itself, and I'm sure Killzone 3 will have an even more improved standard of controls, specifically on the online part of things, because everybody knows that online, the multiplayer online features of any game are the main aspects that tend to be kind of glitchy and buggy. So yeah,
I'm
pretty sure that they've worked on that since Killzone. And modders, yeah, but I mean, the PlayStation 3 is pretty good in terms of modding and stuff.
Yeah, Xbox not so.
So yeah. And I haven't actually heard of a Killzone mod yet.
Cool.
So yeah, hopefully that'll stay true to its nature.
On with the news. Duke Nukem Forever is shipping in 2011. So, yeah.
This game has been in production for 13 years, people. 13 years. It has changed hands with some of the biggest gaming corporations since it was announced. And when people seen this and looked at their calendars and seen that it actually wasn't April the 1st, I'm pretty sure they either had a heart attack or, like, a nerdgasm or something. Because this is, like, a miracle in the gaming world. Duke Nukem Forever is going to be released in 2011.
Huh.
Period.
And, like, there's been loads of stuff. Like, we're not going to go through it all, but there's been loads of stuff at PAX. Like...
Yeah, well, that's one of the main things that was actually...
Well, Infamous was quite big there as well, right?
Infamous 2, yeah.
Yeah.
And Dead Space 2 as well.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk about that now?
Dead Space 2, getting multiplayer.
Okay, I take it. We do want to talk about that now, right?
There's just... It's going to have a team deathmatch style gameplay where Necromorphs versus humans is going to be pretty awesome, if you ask me. I mean, I don't know how they're going to shoot out the controls for the Necromorphs, considering that most of them have 4 or 6 arms.
Are they going
and
to
the special abilities
have
that
they
have?
Like, announced anything about the multiplayer, really?
They just said that it will be humans versus Necromorphs, and there'll be different gameplay types. I mean, one will be like classic team deathmatch style that you'd expect in anything, and free-for-all modes, another one that you'd expect.
Yeah.
There was another one rumored, like, that
it being and like on a Nazi zombie type style or horde mode style from Gears of War, where it'd be four or five humans facing off against millions of necromorphs, where they'd have to be you know, they'd put up a survival stand type thing until they actually couldn't fight anymore. So yeah.
And
that sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, and also, you know, Trials HD?
Yeah.
Yeah, their developers are now talking about one of their new games. It's going to be called Moto Heroes. I presume it's another game to do with cars or bikes or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, considering Trials HD was...
awesome.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
So, yeah.
Oddworld... Oddworld Stranger's Wrath was a game released on Xbox 360 back in 2005. It has been confirmed that it will be remade for PlayStation 3 with HD upscaling and PlayStation Move support. This is the first game, the first Oddworld game to be released on PlayStation, any PlayStation platform, since 98, when Oddworld Abe's Odyssey was released, which was a kind of 2.5D side-scroller, which was a pretty awesome game. I played myself many times. This is Stranger's Wrath. It's going to be along the styles of a Red Dead, you know, Red Dead Redemption, the way you can, it's a big platformer.
Ah, right,
it's
right,
a big
yeah.
open world, and you can go around and hunting stuff.
Yeah.
Similar to Fable as well.
Cool.
You know, it'd be that on that. It's on that type of a style of gameplay, and it received fairly positive reviews from the people when it was actually released in 2005.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So yeah.
I think that's pretty much most of the big news out there, isn't it?
That's pretty much the main stories. There's the other sides of things. Pro Evolution Soccer 2010. The demo for that will be first released on the premium PlayStation service, PlayStation Plus. Conduit 2. The game Conduit 2, the sequel to the popular game Conduit on the Wii, was pushed back to 2011.
I can't
stop. LA Noir. That's also been pushed into 2011. It originally had a close to Christmas release date, been pushed back into the first half of next year. Red Dead Redemption. Red Dead Redemption sales have neared 7 million copies, which is pretty awesome.
That's a lot of money.
A lot of monies. Ubisoft working on a new multiplayer shooter game. Capcom. Dead Rising 2K0 was released on Xbox Live Arcade,
which is really fun.
They're hoping it's a really fun game. People are saying it's just like a demo for Dead Rising 2. It is not. It is a proper fully fledged game
with achievements.
Has a proper story with achievements, 5 hours of gameplay at least, and a host of things that improved graphics. The only things that would hold you back are the loading times for the screens and the fact that the story is very short for 5 hours. But then again, there have been games released that only last 5 hours themselves. I mean, the campaign for Modern Warfare 2, that was only about 6 hours.
People also have to remember, it's not Ratchet... Sorry, go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say that Ratchet & Clank's Future Quest for Booty, that was only about 5 hours gameplay as well, and that was €15. All that Capcom are asking for the price of this game is 400 Microsoft points, which is really good value for your money.
It's great. It's only like $5, but it's about like €3 or something, isn't it?
It's in pounds it's €3.50, and in euros it's around €4.20.
But still, it's very well priced.
Yeah, onto the main story that's bridging from this. Capcom are hoping that Dead Rising will replace Resident Evil as its headlining, its flag game series. Resident Evil, as everybody knows, they released Resident Evil, the gold edition of Resident Evil, was released only recently.
Yeah.
And Capcom are hoping to get Resident Evil 6 out there as soon as possible to get that out of the way and push Dead Rising into the spot that Resident Evil had and use that as their flagship franchise for gaming,
so
obviously.
So, we could expect
and
them milking.
Not milking. I mean, Dead Rising is a really good series. And I mean, based on what we've seen in Dead Rising Case Zero and Dead Rising 2, the actual fully-fledged game, they can't really milk much out of it. I mean, it's just chopping zombies up, but, I mean, people love chopping zombies up.
Yeah, so, like Left 4 Dead 2.
Yeah, they were... Left 4 Dead 2, awesome game. And Dead Rising, awesome. Only, I wish it had multiplayer on Dead Rising. That's
it is, it's going to have co-op.
But... Is it?
Yeah, Dead Rising 2 is going to have competitive multiplayer and co-op.
I'm talking about Case Zero.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah. Dead air there for a second. anyway. yeah, so Capcom has said that depending on how well Dead Rising 2 does, if that's going to determine how fast they're going to develop Dead Rising 3 and so on and so forth. So yeah, Resident Evil's being pushed away by Dead Rising.
So basically Dead Rising fans, if you love it so much, the more you buy of it, the quicker you're going to get the third one. That's basically how it's going to go.
Yeah. Dead Rising 2 is going to be released in the next 2 weeks, I'm nearly sure.
Yeah. So, I think it's...
Yeah.
Right, I think that's all our news, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. Well, apparently, if you want to go into the Black Ops store, the multiplayer review, we could do that.
I suppose we are. Yeah, I think we'll do... I think we should have a segment solely for that.
We're not going to start bickering in front of everybody. Just go into it.
Okay, we'll go into it then.
Activision and Treyarch hosted the Call of Duty Black Ops multiplayer reveal last week and revealed a host of new modes that have never been seen in a Call of Duty game before.
But they have been seen in other games.
And,
so we
a couple
know.
New features. They have been seen in other games, but not in Call of Duty games.
No.
And it's very appealing, and I'm pretty sure that people new to the Call of Duty franchise will this will appeal to them also.
Yeah, definitely.
The new game type overnight Treyarch showed selected press a host of new gameplay modes and features basically, and there won't be any beta, just so
public anyway.
Get that clear first, yeah. No public beta, no open beta.
But there probably will be a private beta anyway.
They're currently testing. There is a closed beta already going on inside Activision's. Well, outside of that, there's nothing. Anyway, what was shown there were wager matches and offline play against bots, which Treyarch are calling combat training.
Yeah, which is gonna be cool.
Wager
matches.
Right. Yeah. Wager matches are comprised of four new free-for-all modes designed, like for the modern-day game adrenaline junkie, right? Separate from the normal online
game
progression types. XP system that we have, like getting XP to go up level 11, blah 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 blah. Wager matches allow players to take currency they've earned inside the game, which is called Stuart, help me out here.
What, gun game maybe? Gun game is one of them.
No, the currency inside the currency for Call of Duty Black.
Oh, have they named it?
No, the currency.
I thought they just called
I thought they did.
No, but like basically it's just gonna be like what? Instead of earning just XP, you're gonna be earning currency and XP. So anyone who's played
it's gonna be like
beta would get an idea of what we're talking about. And, like, it's gonna... I don't know how they're gonna use it. Is it gonna be used to buy guns, or is it just gonna be for customizing your character?
Customizing character, customizing weapons, new titles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'll just explain this a bit more. The currency that you've earned in game, it's kind. If anybody who has a PS3 and played Mag, will know that you earn XP as well as the normal level up system that there is, and you spend the XP on weapon parts to customize your weapon. And this is similar to that, only they haven't actually revealed what you spend the money on yet.
But just so you know, it's not replacing XP. You still have XP as well.
It's not replacing XP. This is alongside the normal XP level up system. But you can gamble this money against other players. Come in the top three of the game of your game and like basically win all the money that has been wagered in the match. That's why it's called a wager match.
If you don't win, you lose.
And the types of wager matches that have been revealed are called One in the Chamber, Sticks and Stones, The Gun Game, and Sharpshooter. So,
How about we just go in and tell them about
imagine what's going to happen.
Yeah, we can just...
We don't know much about it.
Well, what's it called? Oh, God, I can't remember even the names of them anymore.
Stuart's head is...
Sorry, people, I'm just tired.
We'll get back to you about this next week when we have more information on this.
Yeah.
Anyway, the combat training that's been released, it's a new offline mode, which you go up against enemy bots and, basically hone in your skills to make you better at getting headshots and pulling off whatever you want to do, but you can't do. On top of that, for multiplayer, you can customize your guns. It enables players to slap clan tags and new emblems on your weapon, similarly to what you can do in your armor in the Halo series. So that's pretty much all that was released. No information on any more zombie modes or anything. So Call of Duty Black Ops released November 9th. Listen out for us, because we'll be talking about this as we get more information on it. So, pretty much all the news now.
Okay, well, I think we'll go on to our next segment.
That would have filled up a whole feature.
Yeah. I think we'll go on to our next segment, yes?
Pretty much, retail reviews.
Okay, well, people, see you after the break. Aaron, retail releases.
I feel like I'm doing all the talking today. right. Apart from retail releases, we're gonna fit in Xbox Live Marketplace and PlayStation Network.
We'll probably be doing this for.
It's not.
Will we be doing this constantly or?
So, we're just gonna call this segment weekly releases now instead of retail releases.
Just for you know.
So
I don't think we mightn't do the Wii stuff because there's just so much of it. But we'll see.
Nintendo in general seem to release a lot of games weekly, so we're going to try and fit in most of them.
Well, fit as many as we can.
We can't be guaranteed. Yeah. Right. We're going to do this by date, right? So we're going to go from Monday all the way up to Friday. So that's the 6th of September right up to the 10th of September.
Right? Got it.
So Monday, 6th of September, Photo World DSi. It's a puzzle game. has a lot to do with taking pictures with your DSi. And if you haven't got a DSi, and you just have a DS, there's already pre-programmed pictures into that in that game. So it's just going to be puzzles, a lot of puzzles with those pictures. But, that's released tomorrow, 6th of September. Well, if you're listening to this, it's probably not just tomorrow, but you know what I mean. 7th of September, Tuesday the 7th of September. On the DS, we have 101 Sports Mega Mix, another puzzle game on the DS. For PC, Aeon Assault on Valoria, an RPG by NCSoft. Batman, The Brave and the Bold on the DS and the Wii, developed by Warner Brothers. Brunswick, Cosmic Bowling on the Wii by Kokum Game, Kokum Interactive, actually, sorry. Dawn of Heroes on the DS, an RPG by Majesco Games. Dragon Age Origins, Witch Hunt, as on PC, PS3, and Xbox 360. Another, it's just an add-on to the RPG Dragon Age Origins. That's developed by Electronic Arts. Kingdom Hearts, Birth by Sleep. The newest edition in the Kingdom Hearts series, which has spanned a lot of cult following. This was released on the PSP. It's obviously an RPG developed by Square Enix. Kung Fu Rider, released on the PS3, developed by Sony Computer Interactive, or Sony Computer Entertainment, sorry. I'm always getting that mixed up. Just a Kung Fu game, action game.
Cool.
Midnight Mysteries, the Edgar Allan Poe conspiracy on the DS. Being developed by Mumbo Jumbo Entertainment. NHL 2011 on the PS3 and the Xbox 360. Sports game. Anybody who's a fan of that will be pleased, I guess. That's being developed by Electronic Arts. NHL Slapshot on the Wii. Another sports game being released by EA Sports. Automedius, excellent. Being released on Xbox 360. An action game being developed by Konami. Ruse. People waiting for this. Or USE, abbreviated. Ruse. That's being released this week. It's by Ubisoft and strategy game. Saints Row Diamond Pack 2. This is DLC released on the Xbox 360. It's puzzle DLC being developed by THQ. Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions being released on Xbox 360, Nintendo DS, PS3, and Nintendo Wii. It's an action game released by Activision. The Sims 3 Fastlane stuff on the Mac and the PC. It's add-on content. Puzzle content being developed by Electronic Arts. Tom Clancy's Hawks 2, the flight simulation game, very popular sequel to first Tom Clancy's Hawks, being released on PS3 and Xbox 360, being developed by Ubisoft. And UFC 2010 Undisputed on the PSP, making its way there for the first time this year, after it released on PS3 and Xbox 360, being developed by THQ. And that's Tuesday's games.
A lot on Tuesday.
Lot of stuff packed in there. But it makes up for during the week for no releases on Thursday and only 4 releases combined on Wednesday and Friday. So on Wednesday, September 8th, Amnesia: The Dark Descent, an adventure game released on the PSP. And the on the PC, sorry, developed by Frictional Games. Plants vs. Zombies, finally making its way onto the Xbox 360. The strategy game, being developed by PopCap. No releases on Thursday, September 9th, and then on Friday, September 10th, Resetier, PC puzzle game being developed by Carpe Bulger. And then Operation Barbarossa, The Struggle for Russia, on the PC. strategy game being developed by Matrix Games. So, yeah, that's next week's releases.
That's a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of stuff. A lot of shit.
Yeah, pretty much. So,
that kind of dragged itself out.
Yeah, pretty much. Would you like to say anything?
Kind of sound kind of bored.
How am I messing?
We'll leave that to the end section. So, last break before we'll
have our next break off, now.
Basically. Yeah.
See you after the break. And welcome back for our final segment. I know it's been a kind of slow show, if for better words, but that's just because it's Sunday and it's late and people are tired. So, yeah, pretty much.
And we school tomorrow.
So, yeah, pretty much. But I hope you enjoyed the show.
The random side of me.
Yeah, what are you going to be doing this week, Aaron? You got
homework?
I suppose, yeah. You don't get much time anymore.
Well, at least it's fourth year. That's all I can say.
So I think...
Sorry, my camera kind of turned...
I think that's our show.
That's pretty much our show. And now, the end is near.
Oh, God. We better get going before Aaron starts singing.
Cause you gotta get WiMAX.
So, yeah.
Just thought it.
We'll, see you. Thanks for listening, people. See you next week, and for episode 9, we're gonna be having our 10th anniversary soon. Well, 10th episode.
And if Robert isn't here for then, I'm going to hunt Robert down and make sure he's here. Or at least that make sure his head is here.
Some part of his body will be here.
Yeah.
Right, well.
Some part of his body.
Well, thanks for listening.
I'm not even going to comment on that.
Yeah, okay, I'm just going to keep...
Thanks for listening, and...
You know the usual. Contact us. You can contact us at projectdpad@hotmail.com. You can follow us at projectdpad. On Twitter.
And at
Facebook page. You can contact us on Steam, Xbox Live, PSN. It's all in the description. And we all still want comments. Comments are always welcome.
And spell my name right this time.
Sorry. Wait, which name? Your ex. Yeah, it's confusing. Xbox, I can never remember if it has two Y's or one Y. But
was that H, not Y?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. Thanks.
Unless you want to hear two teenagers bickering, you might want to turn it off now.
I'll turn it off now.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, well, thanks for listening, right, and goodbye. We'll see you next week. Well, we might. Depends.
Yes, we will.
Long live Master Chief. I don't know.